Welcome to Lugano Pico Sinarin Church online service on Sunday, 15th of August 2021. I'm Irun Kim, the minister of LPUC. We are here on an online service today to praise God with a thanksgiving, for God is good.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great
who live in this land of Australia, original inhabitants, old and new settlers, refugees, displaced people, let all praise God with a thanksgiving, for God is good. Deliverance from pain and distress, cry out to God who heals and creates wholeness. For God's love for the world was so great that the world was graced with the gift of Jesus, God's only Son. We praise God with a thanksgiving for the wonderful gift of Jesus Christ, the eternal evidence of God's goodness and steadfast love. God is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. May you be filled with the grace and love of God, His peace and power, as we sing, pray, and listen to the Word of God. Let us begin our service by prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, You who are our Father, we thank You that You have shown us how important it is to follow Your example as we grow in faith. Teach us to be obedient to Your will, respecting You as children must. Thank You for Your mercy despite our disobedience. Strengthen us to stand up against the challenges of this world, honoring Your name and trusting Your grace. In the name of Your Son, we pray. Amen. Let us worship God together by listening or singing the first song, Here I Am to Worship.
Hi, I'm Amy. Today's Bible reading is from Ephesians chapter 5 verses 1 to 20. Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that is visible is light. Therefore, it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Look carefully then on how you walk. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
We have been studying Ephesians over the last 4 weeks. We found out a key word from each chapter of Paul's letter to Ephesians so far. Do you remember them? The main verse in the first chapter of Ephesians is verse 5. It says, in love, God predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ. So those key words we looked at in the first passage was adoption. We are adopted as a son or daughter of God through Jesus Christ. Because Jesus died on the cross, we could be an heir of God. In the second chapter, the main verse is verse 8. It says, for it is by God's grace that you have been saved through faith. And the key word is grace. We learned that not by our own action or work, but by grace, by the grace of God, we have been saved. As we received grace, God also wants us to be giver of grace, as it states in verse 10. We have a privilege to be a son and daughter of God. And at the same time, we have a responsibility to be the hands and feet of Christ, to do good works for the kingdom of God, for the sake of Christ. In the third chapter, the main verse is verse 10. The key word is purpose. We learned that God has given us each a tremendously valuable and honorable purpose. And our purpose is to glorify God, to make Christ known, to be part of building His kingdom, to love other people. Then the main verses of the chapter 4 are verses 11 to 13. And the key words are unity and maturity. We are all connected to grow together. God wants us to be mature, to grow up spiritually. To achieve this goal, we must want to grow, decide to grow, make an effort to grow, and persist in growing spiritually. And we also have to pray for others' spiritual growth and uphold each other's value by showing acceptance, attention, affection, and appreciation. Through this process, all of us will become genuine disciples of Jesus Christ. What about this week's keyword from the chapter 5? See the first two verses. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. The key word is imitation. And we are going to talk about that based on the epistle reading from Ephesians 5, 1 to 20 today. Let us continue to worship God by dedicating our offerings. How do you describe yourself in spiritual terms? You might say, I'm a Christian. And what does that really mean? Our text today says that if you are a Christian, you do not live as other people do. You have put off the former nature which belongs to the way you used to live, and you have taken on a new nature altogether. And that's just the beginning, because the scriptures offer many other ways to understand who you are as a Christian. You are God's own people, a royal priesthood, and ambassadors in this world for the Lord Jesus Christ. You are His special chosen ones. You are a child of God. In our text, Paul contrasts being a Christian with none. See verse 3. If you are a Christian, then sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you. Why? Because these are improper for God's holy people. See verse 4, if you are a Christian, there be no filthiness, no foolish talk, no crude joking, which are out of place, but instead, let there be thanksgiving. See verses 17 and 18. If you are a Christian, you do not live as unwise, but as wise. Do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Most importantly, today's text says that if you are a Christian, children of God, you are to be imitators of God and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. be imitators of God. In another translation, it writes, be followers of God. What a challenge for us to imitate God. Walk the way of Christ. Lead the way how Christ lived. Be imitators of God is strong and clear, as Paul intended to be an imitator of Christ. So imitation is the means God gives us to become more Christian. It makes perfect sense, because after all, how do children learn? By imitating. Imitating what they see in their parents, their sisters and brothers, in other people. So too are we beloved children in the Spirit. No matter how old you are, we still learn and grow in faith by imitating God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm sure every parent has had the same experience I had. You see so much of yourself in your children. The way they walk, their facial expressions, the way they talk, the phrases they use. Sometimes it is surprising to see what your children do, and you realize that they got this way by imitating you. That's how kids learn. That's how all of us learn, by imitating what we see. What happens when we imitate something, and when we keep doing it over and over again? We become what we do. We become what we imitate. Our text today says, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. But how can it be? How can you imitate God, the one who is all-knowing, you know, all-powerful, present throughout all creation and among all humankind? There is no place where God is not. How can you imitate such a God? Don't forget the incarnation, which is the God became flesh. So what does it mean to imitate God? Be holy as I am holy, God says. So, firstly, to imitate God is to be holy. To be holy is to seek to be and do as God is and does. It means to do what God has done in coming to us in Jesus Christ. Paul talks about that in the first two verses. He says, walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. The first way to imitate God is to love one another in Christ, love our neighbors as Christ loves us. Secondly, to imitate God is also to be filled with the Spirit, as it says in today's text, verse 17. The verb translated to be filled in the Greek language is in the imperative mood. This is not a suggestion, nor is it a request. It is an unchangeable command of the living God. It is the will of God for every Christian to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That is why Paul immediately preceded this verse by saying in verse 17, understand what the will of the Lord is. The will of the Lord is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We are commanded to be filled with the Spirit. In other words, every Christian is to be filled. Not just the ordained minister like me, not just the ministry worker, or not just the church council members, not just the Sunday school teacher, but every Christian is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. This verb, be filled, is also in the present tense. In the Greek language, that means continuous action. In other words, we are to be continuously filled with the Holy Spirit. The filling of the Holy Spirit is to be renewed every day. Now the word filled was a word used of the wind filling up a sail and carrying a ship along in the water. To be filled with the Holy Spirit is to allow the ship of your life to be guided by the wind of the Holy Spirit of God. Just as the wind guides the sail that guides the ship, so every thought we think, every word we say, every deed we do should be directed by the Holy Spirit of God. When the Bible speaks of the being filled with the Spirit, it is not referring to a glass that is filled by a liquid, but of a human house that is completely occupied by a divine person. See verse 18. Now, why do you think Paul spoke of being drunk with the wine in the same context of being filled with the Spirit? Well, he did it because he was not only speaking by way of contrast, he was also speaking by way of comparison. There is a real sense in which the result of being Spirit-filled may be compared to being intoxicated with alcohol. You know, when you are under the influence of alcohol, you literally do whatever the alcohol wants you to do, which can sometimes be very crazy things. In Korea, it is said that we first drink alcohol, but later alcohol drinks us. What it means that, you know, we are driven under the influence of alcohol. Every Christian should want to be filled with the Spirit and should know what the Spirit-filled life is. I want to remind you that to be filled with the Spirit is to have every aspect of your life controlled by the Spirit. Paul writes in Galatians 5:25, he says, "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." He also says in verse 16 that if we walk in the Spirit, we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The Christian who is filled with the Holy Spirit can be compared to a glove. Until a hand feels a glove is powerless and useless. The glove is designed to do the work, but it can do no work by itself. It can only work when a hand gets into it and controls and uses it. The only work the glove has is the work the hand wants it to do. Likewise, the glove doesn't ask the hand to give it an assignment and then try to complete the assignment without the hand. The glove doesn't delight or boast about what it does after it is finished because it knows the hand deserves all the credit. Well, a Christian can accomplish no more without being filled with the Holy Spirit than a glove can accomplish without being filled with the hand. That is why we must be filled with the Spirit in a committed lifestyle. Moreover, what we find from today's text is when a Christian has the filling of the Spirit, he will bear the fruit of the Spirit. See verse 19. Addressing one another, or in other words, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Does it surprise you that the first mark of the Spirit-filled life is not mountain-moving faith, speaking in tongues, or even dynamic speaking ability, but rather it is the heart that sings? In other words, when you are filled with the Spirit, there will be a song in your soul, and there will be gratefulness. See verse 20. Giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. A Spirit-filled life is a thankful life. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will literally be able to give thanks in all things. The only way you can be thankful to God in difficult circumstances is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let me conclude this message. Today's text says, be followers of God, be imitators of God as beloved children. and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. Imitate God as best you can. Keep playing your role in life like Christ. As you continue to become the Christian God has already made you to be. We LPUC are the community of faith that seeks to become like Jesus, as you see this banner. That's our final purpose, final goal, our mission. As we continue to connect with the people in faith and build a relationship with them in Jesus, we certainly try to imitate Christ, follow Jesus' example. Living each day in grace and gratitude. Try to ask yourself in every situation, what does Christ do here? Then imitate him as best you can. Be an ambassador for Christ, a representative of his word and his way. Be an instrument of his peace. Let people see Christ's light in you, that they may give glory to their God who is in heaven, as he says, Matthew 5:16. Always remember, we are children of God, God's holy people, children of light. We are Christians who are looking to imitate our Lord. We are Christians looking to become more fully what we really are. Amen. Let us pray. Precious Lord, we pray today for your help as we live each day in the imitation of you. Fill us with your patience, your grace, your compassion, and your truth. Make us always ready to be instrument of your peace. Help us to conduct ourselves so that others may see you in the way we live. Help us to be ambassadors of Christ in all we say and do. Lord, help us to walk daily in your love, which has been perfectly revealed to us in our Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Let us sing or listen to the song, Beautiful Savior.
Hi, good morning. I'm Gloria and I'll be bringing our prayers for others today. I'd like to begin with these verses from Numbers 6, 24 to 26 as an opening prayer for those that we pray for today. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favour and give you peace. Now, just let us come and join together in prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can bring our prayers to you. And as we do this, we affirm our faith in you, we affirm our trust in you, and we affirm our belief in your mighty powers. Let us all start with a thankful heart, thankful for all the blessings that fill our lives daily, for your graciousness and the loving arms that surround and support us. Help us to share and use these blessings to show care and compassion to all of those who are in need. Help us when we are unsure of how to express our thoughts, when we are unsure of just what to pray for in a difficult situation. Then thank you that you are all-knowing in these situations, knowing we can simply pray to you for help, and you do. How powerful prayer is. All praise and glory to you, loving Father. Not only are you all-knowing, but you are ever-present. There's there to help us whenever or however we need your help. We do know, loving Father, that you do want us to bring all our burdens to you, and you promise to lighten our load. And you do. As we pray, we do so according to your will, Father, knowing and accepting that you answer in your way and in your time. Help us to be patient as we await your will. Thank you for supportive friends willing to pray with us when staying strong in difficult times is hard. How great it is to know and feel your love, to know that we have been adopted into your family and you are watching over us. We now pray for all those who are in our thoughts today, our family, our friends, and our neighbours. Thank you that you know their individual needs. Thank you, loving Father, for each and every member of the church family at Lugano Pecos Uniting. We pray that they will all feel and know your blessings, that they will be comforted and strengthened by knowing that they are a special part of a very caring family. Thank you, Ilung, Natalie, the Church Council and Pamela, Richard's work with the Georges River Presbytery, Beryl's pastoral care, and the many teams that all work with God's love in their hearts. All their great work makes this a very special family, and God has indeed richly blessed us with talented and keen workers. We continue to pray for Coral's rehab, for the well-being of Margaret, Graham and June at Banks Lodge, and for Dixie, a friend of Dorothy's, for successful treatment and recovery. We pray for all those on board the HMAS Parramatta who have been away and continue to be separated from their families and loved ones because of restrictions. We also pray for the many families facing difficulties brought about by hospitalisation or isolation during this pandemic. Our prayers also for those who have lost jobs, lost businesses, and are facing great financial struggles. Please, loving Father, give them strength to cope. We continue to pray for the many people working to care for the sick and in prevention of this virus. Oh, how we need your strength during these difficult times, loving Father. And how thankful we are that we have you, our rock, our strong support. Thank you for hearing our prayers today, loving Father. And we pray for your help and strength for the coming weeks to cope with the ongoing restrictions. We thank you for your love. In Jesus' precious name, Amen.
These are today's announcements. Firstly, about Mass Church. As we are not able to meet in person for August Mass Church, and at home activity key to explore how God loves us will be provided for families. And we hope that they are delivered to you over the next few weeks. In fact, we have missed the catching up in person over the last few months because of the lockdown. So next Sunday, 22nd of August at 4 p.m., actually it is the actual Mass Church date, there will be a short Zoom call to say hello and check in as a Mass Church community. For more information, feedback, or request a kit, contact Jan and the team by email. And I would like to ask you to continue to pray and support for this ministry, particularly during this lockdown. Over the last couple of months, I have been talking about Growing with Young Families project. Now, we'd like to invite you to discuss our findings and next steps for growing with young families at our church, spiritually and in number. There are two Zoom meeting options. First one today at 4 p.m. and the second one Wednesday, 18th of August at 7 p.m. You only need to attend one of them. And if you want to know more about that and be part of this process, please contact me and or Naomi. Remember, this growth takes time, prayer, and all of you, your input, really matters, especially now. A Mania Music Zoom meeting will be commenced from Monday, 23rd of August for a catch-up with the families. And there will be a quick session to sing along and message songs and of a story time. For more information, contact Natalie on her mobile or email. We are going to organize a Zoom trivia, and all of you are invited to participate in the Zoom trivia on Sunday, 29th of August at 4 p.m. So please let me know if you want to receive a Zoom invitation. And also I'd like to ask you to send 5 multiple choice questions of general knowledge for the upcoming trivia by Thursday, 26th of August. If you have any prayer point that our prayer team may pray for and support you, please don't hesitate to contact us. We are having a Zoom fellowship after this online service from 11 a.m. If you want to get connected by a Zoom fellowship on any Sunday, please contact me by email or phone. This is a blessing. As we go into this week ahead, let us be careful, joyful, and wise. Let us make the most of our time and give thanks to God. May you be blessed by the mercy and grace of God, inspired by the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ, uplifted by the energy and power of the Holy Spirit, now and always. Amen. This is the end of today's online service. Thank you for your participation. Hope you have a very blessed day and very blessed week. See you next week. I got no worries.